Okay, the topic which I have tonight is called the idea of IV on Yom Kippur. I start with a New York Times article, as a great Torah Mata personality that I am, and this is an article from the Times from September 2012. If you take a look at the Makaros, there's a fascinating article. Here we'll do the second paragraph. In a basement room crowded with medical equipment, about 20 people at one time, sick, pregnant, frail, and elderly who are on life-saving medication will be hooked up to intravenous drips. Where is this? In the bubble of a shul in Borough Park. So, the article is about the fact that there are many people out there, that they set up in Borough Park stations, where if you feel that you're going to have to break your fast, instead they could hook you up to an IV. I highlighted some of the article. You can read the rest of the article afterwards or just when you get bored during the shiur. And it said, in recent years, hundreds of frail Jews have turned to intravenous feeding on Yom Kippur, which begins Tuesday, at sundown, close, and ends 25 hours later to avoid violating the prohibitions to get eating on the holiest days of the Jewish calendar. It is not considered eating if it goes through a vein, said Yitzhak Fleischer, who inaugurated the program 10 years ago, has seen participation rise sharply. You're not supposed to take anything through the mouth or stomach. Anything. Even if you're allowed to, nobody wants to eat. Though some might see the practice as exploiting a religious loophole, it is actually testimony to the lengths some scrupulously Orthodox Jews are willing to go to make sure they do not violate religious guidelines. What is the Havamina? The Havamina here is that if someone needs to eat, but it's Yom Kippur and they don't want to eat, therefore, you're not eating, but you're getting nutrition, and therefore that is fine. You have not broken the fast, but af al pi chein, you are still not in danger of not eating. Interesting. Last year, 200 people used the service. All those participants were orally certified they received permission to do so from both a rabbi and a doctor. Healthy Jews are usually excluded. Last relevant point on this page, the Bible commands Jews to afflict your soul. Ta'anu es nafsho seichet on Yom Kippur as a sign of atonement. While it does not specifically mention fasting, the command has come down to mean acts of repentance like fasting, the wearing of leatherless shoes, and the abstinence from sexual relations. Overall, pretty accurate. So many rabbis have allowed interviews, even though according to websites on Jewish law, there's a makor. One of the most respected deciders of Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, ruled that eating was preferable to an intravenous drip, probably because it is forbidden to inflict a wound other than for healing. We'll have to discuss that. Interesting, the last words are probably the most telling of this article, a very nice comment. Life is not just eating, davening, and sleeping, he said, using the words for praying. You've got to do something for other people. This is his chesed. This fellow seems to be a wonderful fellow, as far as I can tell from the article. This is his chesed. He helps out people having trouble fasting. And the argument is a strong argument. If there are any doctor, any rabbi will tell you that people who are machal Shabbos befar hesed, that in fact are very far, far away from religious observance, take Yom Kippur quite seriously, which is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. However, when the rabbi tells them you're supposed to eat, they refuse to do that. Now that, of course, they know better, and that, in fact, could lead to sakana. That's a very bad thing. So given the choice between someone, chas v'shalom, becoming very ill, or, in fact, using an intravenous, clearly it is preferable, and therefore he makes it possible. A very nice idea. Halachically, is this true? Halachically, in fact, is an IV tube not considered eating? So we start with the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin has nothing to do with Yom Kippur whatsoever. As a machokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. As they are wont to do, they tend to argue a lot. Rav Yochanan omer chayv, Reish Lakish omer potter, Rav Yochanan omer chayv, harei nen, negrona v'kezayis, Reish Lakish omer potter, achiles v'meya v'inam v'leka. The Gemara explains here that there is a machokes when it comes to eating ma'acholos asuros, what is considered the achila? Is it the hanaz garen, when I chew it and it goes down my throat? Is that when I am violent? Or no, is it getting the nutrition from the food when it reaches my stomach? L'may nafkamina, usually you eat your food and it goes all the way down. So I'm a Rav Asim, Rav Yochanan, achol chatzi kazayis v'ikiyo v'chozo v'achol chatzi kazayis acher chayiv. So what happens? What if a person would eat something, vomit it up, and then eat more? Eat two chatzi zayises. So in that case, hanos grono is a full zayis, but the hanos me'ayim is only going to be a chatzi zayis. Why does the Gemara have to do this? You go for a simpler case. Right? What if somebody never has an eating disorder? They eat food and then they vomit it. So do you bench on that? On the one hand, you got the hanos grono, it tasted good, you enjoyed eating it. On the other hand, you didn't get any nutrition out of it because you vomited it up before it was able to be digested. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan would supposedly say that hanos grono is what matters. What matters is the fact that you ate it, you tasted it, you enjoyed it, and therefore you make a bracha acharona, because in fact you were nehenef in the food. As opposed to Rish Lakish, who says, no, it's about getting the nutrition, the hanos me'ayim. If you didn't get hanos me'ayim, then in fact it doesn't count. In fact, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what if I ate a chatzis ice? This is a little not so comfortable to discuss. He vomits it and then re-eats it. As we say in this tshuva time of year. Mamash, he does it. So does that count? So on the one hand, you definitely did not get a kezias worth of nutrition because there wasn't a kezias to be had. But in terms of grono, the same half kezias went down twice. Mikey Boyle, I have eco, Ilo have eco, Tiboyle kezias, Ela ibosa grono aslino, ibosa meyav aslino. So that's the machokas. The machokas we have in between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan is what type of hana counts for a hana. Now, based on that, so again, in every case we said if a person eats and then he vomits it, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be more machmir. He says grono is what matters, and therefore if a person eats chazer and then he vomits it up afterwards, would he get malchus according to Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, because he got hanos grono. He ate the chazer at the end of the day. According to Reish Lakish, would he get malchus for that? No, because he didn't get correct. He didn't have hanos me'ayim from it. That's exactly the machokas. When it comes to our case, though, it would seem to be the flip. Right? In our case, when we're talking an IV, what are we talking about? We're talking about hanos me'ayim without hanos grono.
Yes, the time me'ayim very broadly in order for IV to catch me'ayim.
Under what?
In order for IV to catch me'ayim.
I'm assuming that it means nutrition. But hanos grono means taste. Hanos me'ayim, I'm assuming, means nutrition. That thing should be full? Is that what you're saying? Again, may I start? I think the story is that you get nutrition, you gain from it. That is what we are serving. So again, you might get hana in your mayayim by being full. You might get hana from, you know, having your... I mean, the bottom line is if somebody is on an IV drip, fasting is no problem. Practically. Right? That, yeah, I don't know if it matters that you're full, but you're definitely not hungry. So the question is, this machokas that we have here by macholos hasuros, maybe by brachos, does it also carry over to Yom Kippur? And if it would carry over to Yom Kippur, IV, according to Reish Lakish, would be problematic, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would not be problematic. Minchas Chinuch raises the question. Minchas Chinuch says, Shashir ha'achir b'Yom Kippur b'bnei sha'atorah. So we know in general, when we talk about achila, the shear is always a kezias, but not so on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the shear is a koseves hagasa, a big date. That's how much it is. It's a bigger shear. So what do we see from there? Kein hu b'shas, the Rambam, Khan, etc. Nistapakti mevur b'shas b'chulin. Achol chatzi kezias, yikir v'chozov achol chazais, o oso chatzi kezias, hu puk dilaban d'omar hanos grono b'inen, Chiyav daharei ne'ane grona b'kezayis. L'manda o'ma hanos me'a potter da'chiyav me'ayim b'inam. V'halacha, how do we pass him? Achokas v'shokim, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, pretty much always it's halacha ke? Rav Yochanan. And therefore we should pass him that the chiyav here is the grono. And therefore if we would turn it over to Yom Kippur to IV,
he'd be
potter. Right? In fact, the New York Times would be right according to that. Right, that in fact, because there is no hanos grono to talk of, that's for sure, there's only hanos me'ayim. So because of that, you would in fact be okay. So he said, that's how we pass it in the Zoshte in the Rambam. V'hinei loshon ha-gemar v'ha-rambam noktu k'zayis. V'hinei hecha din v'yom ha-kippurim. When we always talk about this, we talk about chatzi zayis, Gemara keeps on talking. Does the same halach appear for chatzi koseves? V'hinei hecha din v'yom ha-kippurim. L'inu shir after achila havi pochus d'hainu b'k'zayis. V'kol mokum l'inu maisve d'yaisive d'ayte eino pochus m'k'koseves. Says, why is there a different shear when it comes to Yom Kippur? Says, Achil is a kazayas. But again, if I just eat a kazayas, that would still be inui. I'd still be hungry. So therefore, we make a bigger shear, right? Because the shear is showing that it's not a matter of achila, rather it's a matter of yisuve daita. So he says, ve'echadim im ben hanichayim mitzdarif or ochel chatzi kosevitz v'yikiyu. Im kan nami dai ba nos grono de kosevis o actually in ni suve dai te toli ba nos me ai. So your belf is the following idea. He says maybe when we talk about in general achio achio means kazayis. Okay, I get that, and therefore hanos grono, I get it. But what we care about on Yom Kippur is the fact that there's no longer any inoi. So if there's no more any inoi, that has nothing to do with grono. That's directly related to Mayayim, right? Am I hungry or am I not hungry? Right? If something goes grono and out again, so again, if I would eat a kazayas and then vomit it up, so we said beforehand, when it comes to everything else, it comes to if it's a chazar, yechayiv, etc. Because it's hanaz grono. But that's when we're talking about kazayasim, the Menchas Chinuch says. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're talking about kosevis. And a kosevis has, why is it a kosevis? Because the isser isn't an isser achila, the isser is an isser of yisuve daito. It's the opposite of inoi. So since it's the opposite of inoi, that only makes sense if you talk about mayayim. So why we do definitely pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to ma'achol sasuro? So we likely pasuk to him again when it comes to brachos. Are we so sure that we pasuk like him for Yom Kippur? Maybe for Yom Kippur, since we're talking about Inoy, we're talking about Koseves, we're talking about Yisuve Daite, that should only be Meyayim. That's his question. For Rambam Shem Halach Arif Hissel, Kol Yisur Machol Shabbatar Shirin Kazayis, B'Shem Adab B'Chol Shirei Torah Deim Kazayis, Avol Shir Yom Kippur, or Mari Hasem Rak Kan, V'Lo Bir Ono Adin Zeh Kan, V'Tzorachim. So he does not repeat, the Rambam doesn't repeat this Halach in Yom Kippur. So he said, that's a good svara to say that halacha does not apply to Yom Kippur. And now again, Menchas Chinuch didn't realize how lemaisa this would be. He says, but once I'm saying that Hanos Goran, I'm going to say your putter, if there would be such a way that I could have Hanos Me'ayim without having Hanos Goran, would a person taka be chayv then? So that is the Minchas Chinuch Shailo. It's a taka good Shailo. The Shailo is, maybe the whole halacha is only when we're talking about kazayas. Maybe the whole halacha is only when we're talking about what? When we're talking about achila. But this isn't a din in achila, this is a din in inoy, very lundish. It's a din in inoy, so therefore the halacha, the machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't apply here because again, inoy only relates to Be'ayim. It doesn't relate to the Goron at all. The Or Sameach considers this, and he says as follows: Hine da boro da afa pisha hashir etzel yom kippur mukin kosevitz the los uniksiv below achil. He says even though yes, I'm aware of the fact that there's no place by Hilchos Yom Kippur where it says you're not allowed to eat. And I'm aware of the fact that in fact it has to do with inui. Kshem hachi lo kasa rachmona achira gaba yom ha-kippurim, kum afarish reish rakish v'daf pei aref, mikol makam ikra toim b'hanaz grono. He says, despite that, again, he doesn't mention the Minchas Chinuch, but he's clearly answering the Minchas Chinuch, despite the fact that we don't call it Achila, still the same halacha applies, and it's Hanaz Groner that we care about. So therefore, if somebody accidentally eats on Yom Kippur, there's no sense of telling him to vomit it up. As opposed to the Minchas Chinuch, who would tell him, if you stick your finger down your throat, now you can still get out of your Issacharis. Right? There are some else, there's no such luck. Same with Yisrael Achilles, anything else. Can move first, but go on with the Omer, Hechi Mashkachas Karis B'yom with the Chanke Umtza. So the Gemara has an interesting question. So if a person eats on Yom Kippur, what's the punishment? It's Karis. But Yom Kippur, according to the opinion that it gives me Kapara, Nisurei Karis, so how am I ever going to get Karis? I'm going to eat, boom, right away, I'm going to get Kapara. Bada bing! How does that work? So the Gemara says, what if he puts it in his throat, he chokes on it? So the Aras HaMeach says, if he says that's a case where you get kares, that means you get kares before it hits the Me'ayim. Because that guy who's choking on his kazayis of food on Yom Kippur, his kosevis of food on Yom Kippur, clearly he didn't swallow it. And still we say he's chayiv, so the Aras HaMeach says, a raya brewer, that what? It's grono, even by Yom Kippur, not Me'ayim. Shtak Raya, would seem. I love the Chazina. The Kefim Bli also Chayiv, right away when you swallow it. V'chein b'forsh b'tosvus, b'parakosim, etc. V'yosim b'forsh b'yerushalmi trumas al mishnah v'chum shiyo trumah v'tol piyam r'v'lazer omer. Yiv l'tani rav nasan amash rosh shiyo r'v'lazer mishum shihizkru bo b'heter. So he turns around and he says that chewing is the same as swallowing, whether you're talking about Shabbos, whether you're talking about Chometz on Pesach, whether you're talking about food on Yom Kippur. So you see from there, from the Yerushalmi, there's no difference in Isra Achilles. The Isra of Achilles Chometz, which is Bekazayis, is the same as the Isra Achilles on Yom Kippur, which is Bekaz Kosevis. So therefore, you have the Aras HaMeach says that Taka, the Minchas Chinuch, has a nice idea. Taka, a good shtick, will love this. But at the end of the day, that's not how we paskin, and in fact, what we care about is Hanaz Gronam. The Aras HaMeach, in the middle of an unrelated tshuva, has a throwaway line, which is picked up by a lot of people. It says, Le'in Yom HaKippurim, Ma'ev HaKosevis Yom HaKippurim, Chul Yami Bo Ishir Meruba SheYishayir HaKosevis B'meyav, Achai Shenidok Me'er Ben HaKhin Chayim. He says that when it comes to Yom Kippur, what it means that there is a shear. So what happens is I'm eating some chicken. So some of the chicken gets stuck between my teeth. So how much do I have to eat to be chayiv? Do I have to eat a koseves, and whatever gets stuck in my teeth joins with it? Or no, do I have to actually swallow a koseves? So the Chasim Sofer says that the stuff in my teeth doesn't count. It's only the food that I swallow. The Inoy Nefesh Kasiv, V'chol Shalo Nichnas Rameyev Shir Kazer, V'over Arashalo Sa'uda. And whatever doesn't make it into the Me'ayim doesn't count. V'sorazu Isa B'Yerushalmi Parachas De Truma, Ayim V'far Shal V'chayk Ben Yom Kippur Shar Yisurim B'Zer. So in fact, he turns to the same thing and he says, no, the way he sees it, you've got to get into the Me'ayim. So that's interesting. So it seems from here that the Minchas Chinuch brought two tzadim, that maybe Yom Kippur should be different, maybe not. And in fact, we have among the other achronim a split. The Aras HaMeach says, Taka, it's not different, that the bottom line is Achila is Achila, no matter what the shear is, as opposed to the Chasim Sofer, who says, no, he thinks as far as this case is concerned, since we're talking about Inui, it has to do how much you digest, and therefore that's what matters. Now, according to the Chasim Sofer, would the Chasim Sofer allow an IV on Yom Kippur? Is it any better than eating? So one would be tempted to say, no. Right? Since the whole concern is Me'ayim, what do I care if I get the Me'ayim in this way, or what do I care if I get it in that way? Either way, it's the Me'ayim are getting the Hana. Why should it make a difference? The Achiezer doesn't agree. If you look at the Achiezer, Yachiel says, Al dash she'eras harofe imutter biyom ha'kipur mahachnis l'chol ochel mashke v'toch ha'guf aydei klister derech ha'chal chulis. V'dayto kevin de biyom kivin b'yisuv v'dayti taloi v'kevin de saveya aydei hanosav me'av ikad nami chiyuv karis v'chai gav al kandavarav. So the Achiezer, again we're talking about the early 20th century, science is a little bit ahead, he's actually answering the question. He's actually discussing the question about whether you can feed through a tube. Or do you see, so again, the doctor who's asking says, since I care about Yisuve Daita, I care about Meayim, maybe it should also be also. The Achiezer says, no. V'dati adover poshut. Da'afil ma'ashe chidash ha'chasam sofer b'cheo karachayim sif kof chazayim. Even according to the chasam sofer that we just read, he says that it doesn't matter that it's not just enough hanos goren, but you actually need hanos me'ayim. Zehu dachko ba'ochol derech ha'goren. Avo shalo b'derech achiros ha'goren, do havi ro shem achiro kral, roshna b'zeh shum, roshayich b'zeh shum chiyav, ma'ashe machnes l'tof me'ayim. So he says as follows. No, he's not saying that he's taking the other side, that all what I care about now is hanos me'ayim. He says what the Chasam Sofer is saying is that I also need hanos me'ayim. That it's a kula. That in fact, in order to be chayiv, I one, have to have achila, and two, I also have to get rid of the inoy. I have to have yisuve daita. I have to be full. I have to not be hungry because of it. But if I would in fact have hanos goren without yisuve daita, if I would eat it and vomit it up, the Achiezer says the Chasam Sofer is telling us that you'd be potter. Because there's still inoy, you haven't gained from it. But likewise, he says, if you have nutrition without hanos goret, if you don't get it through the mouth, then there's a technical problem that the one of the five inuim is achila, and this is not achila. So the Chasam Sofer isn't being machmir in our case. The Chasam Sofer isn't turning around and says, oh, dafka, you need to have if anything you do to stop you from being hungry is in fact a violation. No, he's saying that whatever I'm doing has to also have it. It's not just enough to have achila. I also need to have yisuvei daita. I need to have both of them. But one or the other is not enough. So therefore, he reads the Chasam Sofer not as arguing on the previous opinion of the Or Sameach. Rather, he's saying, no, that there are two things you need to have. So therefore, according to the Achiezer, you have the Chasam Sofer, together with the Or Sameach, both saying in the case of a feeding tube, it would be mutter. One more big Achronish name to weigh in on this. Any Achron who is anybody got in on this Machokas. Yes. You want to get in also?
What?
You want to get in also?
Yeah. So the other says that it's not Shem Achila,
right.
But on Yom Kippur there's no Isser Achila, it's an Isser Inoy. So.
Correct, but the Inoy is, but that being said, can you get a massage on Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
I assume, right?
Yeah.
Because we define Inoy as five categories, right? So again, in the case of a feeding tube, it's not Ni'ilas HaSandal, it's not Tashmish HaMita, right? And it's not achila. It's not any of them, right? You go down the list. It doesn't fall into any of the five of them. It's like a massage. Good for you. Right? There's no isser about having an air conditioner. There's no isser in the case of a feeding tube. That's what he's saying. Even though in a chinami, it doesn't say achila, but to make it into one of the five inuim, it has to be achila, or it has to be shtiya, it has to be something. And it's not achila shtiya unless it goes down the mouth. The Shagas Ari says, "Kaim Ram beperakol Sham Kol Yisum Shebatoyin Lokanaleim Elo Derech Achilasan." In general, it says in the Gemara that in fact you get malchus has to be a normal type of achila. But time Meshum Da Achila Ksibu. Why? Because it says achila. And if I do something, right? This is talking about if I take some treif and I wrap it in a piece of paper and I swallow it. That's not achila. That doesn't count. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. Why? Because it says it has to be achila. V'hard v'adah gabe yom kibum d'lo kasev b'yachila ela kol ha'nefesh asher lo se'uneh afilu im achon shelo k'derech achilasan k'gon ochel cherev chai He said, when it comes to Yom Kippur, even if I'm eating in an ardent way, I eat raw fat. People don't eat raw fat. Kidamrinam hasam, kol shekein basar behema chai. So it seems very much that the Shagas Aryeh does say that the heter of Shlo Derech Achilasa doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. He's very into this idea that Inui means Inui. That's all what it means. And therefore, if I'm eating something and my stomach is full, that's not Inui, I violated Inui, and I am Chayev. Right? So one could fairly, I think, read into the Shagas Aryeh. Obviously, it's a much bigger piece than this. It's not a particularly large one, by the way, in case one's interested in looking it up. As Shagas Aryeh goes, it's on the shorter side, right? But he seems to be saying this quite clearly, that he doesn't care about Achila, right? All the limitations that we have because of Achila is when they write it's Achila. But when they don't write that it's Achila, then in fact you don't have a problem. And here you don't write it's Achila. Okay. Let's go on to some more poskim about this. The Chalkas Yaakov. Ba'ata v'tshuvas she'erosa ba'adam she'kosho ma'od re'esanos ki achar mitzvah she'os ta'is boro ke'ev rosh nora. Person gets migraines after a few hours of fasting. Y'mutaro ra'achlis ra'achor v'yom kiva kador sh'nikra tzepchen k'dei ra'achshit es ha'keiv ha'rosh ki kayadua ma'ashpia ke'ev k'zeh al kol ha'guf. So a person gets a terrible headache, and we're not going to fix it here through IV. We're going to fix it through an aspirin suppository. Right? An aspirin suppository does not go through the mouth. Note, if you're ever given one, don't eat it. Right? It goes in a different way to the body, which is not derech achila. So the question is, a person's getting hana from it, but it's definitely not through the mouth. So that is the question that was asked to the Chalkas Yaakov.
Going through the mouth, is the same as achila, even though it's on the food?
Okay. Well, again, in order to talk about hanos garen, it's got to go through the mouth. This is clearly not hanos garen, because it's as far from the garen as it could be, other than having a wart on your toe. So that is the question here. So the question is, again, if you tell me it's like regular achila, you need hanos karen, of course this is mutter, there's nothing to talk about. If you tell me that if you get hana in some other way, okay, so then maybe this is usur. Hidelach machal derech achorav. If you literally put it through your food through the backside, mevor b'marasham, zel shonu b'mash yosem arofim v'chok, chok le mozal derech hame'ayim v'yochom v'achayos v'hem gam kama shavuos. So he calls me quoting the Marsham, Rosham Shwadron, a well-known maker in Yerushalayim, around 100 years ago, says right out that even though someone can live on IV for weeks, he said that there's no Isra Achil on Yom Kippur. Maybe Mechulin. Kum osa iko ramata elayde mara uberashi shom she imro yachna derech piv ro yesaka ro oram. We came to chol hachayos ha'odam mishava alayde iko mimena mishava ha'odam mimera ein bachal ha'achira. Achei benidot dendam kenir shashera ha'kador hanal einu bachal mazom. He said, hey, this pill that you're giving him is not food. Rak poshit refu ha'achshit. Hashkit ke'ev ha'rosh al-yidei chelke ha'kochot nimtzorim bo, v'musugol v'mozev, v'imkeim zeh adim mavur, v'arachayim v'shun psirom, v'fi ha'tabas, k'derach sh'nogim l'mishu hu otzur, that this is similar, that if somebody needs a laxative, and you give it to them, v'mutar yidei shino sh'yachzenu b'shtei atzbo, sh'yinichenu b'nachas. He says, as we say in Hilchos Shabbos, we allow that, it's not considered medication. So too here. So after you know the dumb Yom Kippur, Yesh Rochish, Yesher Gam Koach, Mazel Meagad, Ronegel, Isser, Achira, Biyom Kippur, Kvar Nifsach, Mimar Shama, Nal, Vachim, Gam, Achiaz, Dein, Rochish, Rozer, Kamor. So basically, he says that his opinion is that he supports the Achiezer, which we quoted, and the Marasham, which he quoted, and together everybody says that if you're not going to eat the food, if it's not going to go through the mouth, then it seems that the overwhelming majority of the poskim say that this is not a problem. In fact, the New York Times is right, that in fact, as long as it doesn't go in the mouth, it's not considered food, it's not a violation of Inoy on Yom HaKippurim. That is the opinion of just about everyone. Again, the Shagas Aryeh arguably disagrees, but he would seem to be a minority opinion. And even the Chasim Sofer, who at first blush seemed to disagree, the Achi Ezra is the opinion that he did not disagree either. Moving on to more modern poskim, we go to Rav Sternbuch. Rav Sternbuch has a longer tshuva on this, so we cut it down a little bit. And he asked the questions right out, flat out what we want to know. Hazanas chava b'yom ha-kippurim de'ach havridin. So again, whether you can give someone nutrition through their veins. Nishalti b'chol shodas rofim eim ro shum sakon o'klal rotzum b'yom ha-kippurim. There's a person that can fast without a problem. But this guy thinks he'd have a much easier fast if he was in fact getting some IV. In Mutter Olah, the near Daf Shem Yom Kippur Yisoda Yisra Bi Yisuvay Daita, even Yom Kippur, the concern is that Yishav Hadas, or Tori Ba'achir Dafka, Ayin Hate Bechuin, Rashi Shem Kamakum Kibaldi Yisoda Yisra Ba'achira. Bottom line is, even though it never says that, when you ask someone, they point out that the Isra is an Isra Achira. Kai Gavro Nikra Achira, the Ein Kan Lo Hanos Grono, Lo Hanos Meyav. Zechrin Shebeshut Dovi Mishom Nishal Bezeh. So he says, I remember the Taka the Dovi Mishom has a chum about this. Mitzai Shemutu, the Gav Isra Achira, Yom Kippur, and Toin Gavro Hanos Garen. So Dovi Mishom also agrees that there's no problem. V'dasa marsham da'afiru inem the biyom akimun ha'isra toy ba'nos meyav kol zeh hanuchta derech piv ha'in sham. Marsham also, as we did, meisik sh'da'asher etzarchi in gadol v'im kol zeh v'alocha da'ita shcho v'sagiv ki imachal inu nefesh v'yocha lovu l'idei sakana akhan dvarav. V'dvarav, tzarchi in tuva. So he said that the marsham says he's mesupuk, but he'll be mekel in this case of this guy. So he says, why are you being mekel? Shem chumer gedolim ma'od. I feel the name of the gam al hanos meyav uchud asra tovi kol makom in zet tsuras achir v'tsuras hanos meyav. Mi adayin ani novuch she b'yom kippurim ha'ochel over v'los asay v'asay. So he comes up with the following idea. This is really a chiddush. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, this part isn't. A person eats, he violates two things: an asay and los asay. We have this oftentimes in halacha that sometimes you'll have a negative. Mrs. Los Asay, which also gets worded as an Asay in order that you should be over both. So, give an example. Shemitah. On the one hand, it says that you're not allowed to Los Israel, you're not allowed to work the field. Now, it says that you have to rest your field. Right? The person works the field during Shemitah, you're over both the Los Asay and the Asay. Yom Kippur also. So, the asay is you should not eat, yeah, the person should fast, we would say it. So you saw the betom the hainu betzar ha mania achira. You came by hazanas chova derech vidim af she ein kan achira lehavi bezekareis mikol makom ro chashiv shovis me achira v'shtiyah. So he says there's a lo sase if you eat. There's an ase which says that you should in fact feel the pain, shall we say. So he says if a person gets IV feeding, they do not over the isakareis. However, they have violated the assay of Inui, of Sa'anu as Nafshal Seirem. Sof Tavar, bottom line, skipping, there was a big skip there. B'chol Oshiesh Bo Sakana Ein Tzarech Klal Lachir Beridim. If a person is a Chol Oshiesh Bo Sakana, feed the guy. The guy doesn't fast. B'yesh V'yod Katarko, B'chol Oshiesh Bo Sakana Klal. And if somebody is not in any danger, v'rotim la'achiro kai gadev im machalos gover b'tzom afshadayim eino b'chal sakonos nefashos niro lahatir. He said, in the event that in that case the person we're concerned that he's going to have to break his fast later on, then in fact maybe it can be mekel to give him IV feeding. Alosh eino ela la'atzil mirovim b'tzar. The person just doesn't like being hungry. rather get a shot to make him feel better. So we have three levels here. We have level number one of the chol sheyesh bo sakana, where we say don't bother. Level number two of the chola she'ein bo sakana, but it could lead to sakana down the road, and that would allow to eat later on, so then you do it. But someone's not even a chola, someone's just a bari, then that's also. That's his opinion. And that might be also even the oraisa because of this iser of inoy. Yes?
Interesting. He says that v'loha nasmea. Is that in contradiction to the previous Shem? It seemed that earlier you assumed that the IV was the same as mea. That like you are getting on now. That like the indication that like, oh, if you're getting IV, so then it's not goren, but it's still considered.
Right. Nasmea. So yeah, what do you think he's saying?
He says, I thought that in the first paragraph that loha nasmea, it's nothing. It's neither goren nor mea. It's totally excluded. There's no mikra achila.
But yeah, that was the shiloh. That wasn't him.
Oh, he's like,
that was the shoal who suggested that. Right, that's the first paragraph. The shalti. Right, the guy says, hey, it's nothing, right? He doesn't, because again, if it was neither of them, it would be hard for him to say that there's any issue involved.
Maybe it's the inoy.
Right, again, but so again, you're gonna somehow, it's a tough argument to make that you can have, that there's a violation of inoy, but you didn't get hanos meyav. The question is, according to him, though, so what's the issue? Let's say right now I decided, you know what? I'd like some IV. You know, going out with a girl, it's my first date, I wanted to feel a little sorry for me. If I could show up with an IV and say, you know, I went through so much to take you out tonight, maybe I'd have a chance. Is there any isser in myself hooking myself up to an IV? It's also to be stupid. So what is the isser he's talking about here? Okay, if they put it on Yom Kippur, I get it, but maybe they're derisive, but if not, so Rav Moshe suggests as follows, as was suggested by the New York Times. B'davar ha'echad, she'asa lo rotzum, v'mi'asa lo zrikas ezer refuah yidei t'chivas machet b'gufo yochel rotzum. There's a person out there who can't fast, but if they put a needle on him, he'll be able to. Pashul afin izdaiti she'enu mechuyev la'asoseh. Definitely doesn't have to do it. Lo mitzah she'enu l'chayvo kevin shu potter ha'achnes ha'asbo l'chiv. So he says the chiddush. Point number one that he makes is that if I'm not chayiv, I don't have to undo that. There's no mitzvah to put myself into a makom chayiv. In fact, not only don't I have to, maybe it's also to do it. Afshir shlo hitira ha'tara v'listo gzeres ha'melech elo rafos es hacho mimacho rasa. He has a very interesting chiddush. We'll say it outside. The pasuk in Mishpatim says v'rapo yirape. Emphasis on rap. What's the rapo yirape? Rapo yirape means that the Gemara in Bava Kama, even here Bava Kama says, Mikan nidna rishus l'rofi l'rapos. That the Gemara has a habamina that what? That really, if a person gets sick, what should they do? They should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing messing around with? If you're sick, there's a reason why you're sick. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell us there's no problem with it. When it comes to an illness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to undergo a medical procedure. But what about to have a medical procedure that's for no illness whatsoever? Is that allowed? So Papasha is the rapa, your rapa doesn't appear applied to them. So Moshe says, if I'm going and having an IV put in when I physically do not need to, right? A person who needs to have nutrition, do they have to have an IV put in? No, they can eat a meal. But Moshe says that would seem to be an unnecessary medical procedure, and that might be a violation of Rapo Yerape and Issa D'Oraisa. Actually, Tira Torah Lister Gzeres Hamelch Elo Rapo Sesachol Mimachol Oso. The Ein Lamerav Shiye Chidush Zeh Ki Gam Kedei Shiyuchol Lekayim Mitzvah Satzom Meyachad Dehu Kesos Gzeres Hamelch Hamelch Ina Rotsin Shiyutzom. Kash Baruch Hu doesn't want you to fast. That's why he made you sick. So whoever said that you can undergo a medical procedure to allow yourself to fast? Moshe says it's a problem. So the bottom line is there's no chiyuv. And in fact, not only that, you can't volunteer because there might be a problem. Therefore, a person who is ill should not be put on an IV, according to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, in the next Chelek Aruch Chaim, spells it out even more. Im yesh chol alikach intervenus. Love Rav Moshe. B'yom Kippur, next thing he said, this is one that was quoted, is I don't understand. In order to put in the IV, that's chavola. Chavola is a malacha. Right? Malacha on Yom Kippur is a chiv kares. So what did I gain? Instead of doing this kares, I'm getting that kares. Instead of getting the kares for the achir, so I'm going to get kares for this. Moshe says, what did you gain? Now who is a karis? Me is a malachim yom kippur and v'adarabba avhar bechatzay shur sheet no lecha lo yeh bekaris. If the guy can eat shiurim, if the guy can go eat pachas, the guy eats a half a kazayis every 10 minutes, he does it all day, he never gets a chiv karis. He sticks in the pin, he sticks in the needle. Now he's got a chiv karis. What? Oh, we'll discuss that. Right? So you're saying do it on erev. The difference is I can't eat on erev yom kippur, but I can stick in the needle on erev yom kippur. Skip down to that. So he said, well, maybe I'm gaining here by what? What I'm gaining by is because when I stick in the needle, that's one chi of kares. If I eat all day, every kazais is another chi of kares. But Moshe isn't excited about this. So he said the bottom line, he goes back to the earlier tshuva. Second paragraph in 10. V'afcha masha kasafti b'tshuva. She'efshe shlo hitira Torah elo l'rapos poshut she'gam likach samei refuah she'hu bori kedei l'akev chaloyim ha'metzuyim levo. I'm allowed to do a refuah for the sake of medical needs, not for the sake of halachic needs. Halacha will step out of the way, thank you. So therefore, Moshe again says, even if you're going to tell me I'm going to do it beforehand, I don't buy it. Now, this is related to another important comment that Moshe makes. The Nitziv in his parish, in Sefer Bamidbar, talks about an interesting case. You wouldn't expect that it's related here at all. Hineh Echel HaNegef. Remember, at one point, Aaron is sent out with the Ketores to stop the Negev that has come. So, and it simply says, you look closely, there's a lot of questions on this one. Hine hechel ha-negef ba'am. Lashon vihine mara achidush. So the word vihine always says that it's being mechadish something. Ekvar hodiyah moshe hechel ha-negef. What's the chidush? He was told already. Begam kol mama yimayutar. So why do they have to again say hechel ha-negef? El mishum she'aron shina midrar Moshe. Aaron did not listen to what Moshe said. V'ron nasan ha-ktoros ad she'bo el ha'am. So he says, originally Moshe said, light the Ketores and then go out. Aaron went down and then he lit the Ketores. Why? Because Moshe had his own ideas. Do the Ketores in the Mishkan, where it's mutter to light the Ketores. The only issa there is you're doing it at the wrong time, but you're doing it in the right place. So that's then taking it out. That's also an isur, but it's not kares. The kavosh kasef avol kozeh hu borish kvar hechal negev. Mashi enkev im eni yadei bavarim. Tov lasos isur chomer sheigiri dei pikuach nefesh. Lasos isur kal b'shas sheyachol liyos. She enkav pikuach nefesh. Moshe says, light it and go out to them. Aaron says, how do I know there's going to be a negev? Maybe the people will daven and the negev will go away. So you can do an Isser Kal because you might need it later, or an Isser Chomer when you hit Pikuach Nefesh. So Aaron has the Chiddush, wait till I see the people are dying, and then I'll light the Ketores outside of the Mishkan, which Tak is a worse Avera, but it's Mutter because of Pikuach Nefesh, as opposed to doing a lighter Avera before it's time for Pikuach Nefesh. Based on that, and it's even the Herach of Davar, comment to the very end, Umizeh yesh, these are the parentheses are the Herchad Davar. Umizeh yesh lomo biyantav shechol be'erav yishabas. B'shabas yeh inyan sakaris nefashos nitzoch asas malacha biyantav o b'shabas. Shum pikuach nefesh. What's the case? My wife's going into labor. And it's a yantav that's on a Friday. And she doesn't have to go to the hospital. She's at the point she's got another 5 hours. I can drive on yantav, which is an iser lav, but she doesn't have to go yet. Or I can wait till Shabbos and then drive on Shabbos, which is an iser skila. Which one should I do?
If you know that it's imminent, it's probably better to drive on Friday.
So you would think that.
Unless
in Bar Shatiyah Sakana b'Shabbos, Yosef Tov l'hakte b'malacha b'yontav d'kil m'Shabbos. If, for sure, in 5 hours my wife has to go to the hospital. That's how it works. She's at eczema, she's this dilated, she's going to get more dilated, then you go. Vim ain't a dover borer, however, if I'm not sure, Yosef Tov l'hashel sh'tov l'sakana l'yichal l'Shabbos kodesh b'beit kor nefesh. If maybe this is false labor, then you stay where you are. Yes?
Isn't there also given that, like, the case with Aaron and Moshe was a suffix whether is the people are in danger. It seems that, like, there is no immediate need for anything now, but there will be for certain people.
Right, so that's what he says. In that case, where you know there's going to be a need, he said, in Achinami, then in that case, for a person, he said, should do it now, like Moshe said. However, if it's a suffix, right, then you follow Aaron, right? If in fact there's a possibility it's going to get better itself, then you sit back and you wait for Shabbos. If you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you Mechal on Shabbos. That's what the Netziv says. But if it's for sure, better do it now. Rav Moshe does not agree. Rav Moshe writes, "V'davar chidur shel hagona Netziv b'sifra heimak davar parshas Korach. Misha borer shetiyah ro inyan sakana ro macher b'Shabbos yistar rasos malach b'Shabbos." Shas malacha be erev Shabbos, lo yitztarich asos malacha be Shabbos. Ach she erev Shabbos hu yontav, yaseh be erev Shabbos hu rak be iser rav, kedei she lo yitztarich asos malacha be Shabbos hu iser skila. So he's talking about the first half of the suffix. If I am sure it's going to happen, I should go on yontav. Vadeh hu milsa de tmiya. I don't get it. But Moshe holds what? I have no chiyuv whatsoever to worry about pikuach nefesh until it happens. The came that yom leka sakana umacha imti yes sakana yuchal atzil oz mi sakana de malacha ain't time lato chal yontif. The bottom line is now on yontif when I'm driving. Does my wife have to go to the hospital? No. She'll have to go tomorrow. So it's mutter for me to drive her tomorrow. So it's the same svar that Ramosha has here that when he's disagreeing with the Netziv, it's the same svar which comes up by us here. The bottom line, if they don't go on IV, they're gonna have to eat tomorrow. I can't go on IV tomorrow, so if I go on IV today, it'll save me from it. Moshe says, why should you do that? Even if it's borer 100%, why would I be mater chavola now? Again, it's not the Nisr Kares to do chavola, but it's an Isr nonetheless. Rather, I wait till tomorrow, and if I have to eat tomorrow, I eat tomorrow. So that's what Moshe says. Put on the IV on Yontif, that's Chavola. To do it on Erev Yontif, there's no chiyuv whatsoever to do it. So whether it's mitam Chavola, whether it's because of the potential Isser of Verapo Yerape, Moshe is very opposed to this. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a different approach. Again, same answer, but different reason. Again, in the middle of a long tshuva unrelated to this. Masha Omer B'mu'u Bereshit Tachin Kol Masha Dor Shlom Lefnei Shabbos. So talking about if the woman's pregnant, you should prepare on Erev Shabbos for what might happen. Nir She'ein Zeh Mamash Meikar Adin. You don't really have to, you know, you don't have to call the cab beforehand. You don't have to put the money aside beforehand. He said, because you don't have to go spend money to avoid pikuach nefesh, to avoid violating Shabbos afterwards. What's his raya? It's a backwards svara. He said, because whoever heard of the idea that someone has to fast on, can't fast on Yom Kippur, we're going to make them pay for an IV. Never heard of such a thing. Kederim no melecha wishlos b'yom kippur. V'af agav she'achola atzmo vade chayev gam lahotzi mamon. Even though taka achola, if he could avoid violating Shabbos, would have to pay money. Mikol makom ro shelo hitzricho chacham u'meyavet tzadziki l'torach ha'bibi pikuach nefesh. You don't have to try so hard to get out of this to undo a pikuach nefesh. The bottom line, if you're in pikuach nefesh, you're violated, and that's it. So what's the concern with Moshe? It costs money. Right? IV costs money, a peanut butter sandwich is cheaper. That's good. Now, other people are a little confused about this. To save a few bucks, you're going to eat on Yom Kippur. Right, so some people will say, well, whatever happened to that? So the answer is it's not direct. It's you have to go, no one says you have to do a tatzdiki. No one says you have to do some sort of shtick. Go figure out with the thumb how to get out of it. So the bottom line is that Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman are both very clear in saying that somebody who's sick doesn't have to do an IV, whether it's because of chavala, whether it's because whatever reason it is, right, whether because it's costing money, whether it's because rapo yirape, whatever the reason is, it would seem that they say that undoubtedly there is no chiyuv to do this whatsoever. Now, practically rolling it back to the case of Sternbach. So Rav Sternbach agreed with that as well. Again, no, if somebody is sick and they have to eat, no one would tell them they have to do this. Now, what if the person refuses to eat against halacha, as is common? So in that case, yeah, this is better than the guy dying. Then less mandapolig that what the guy's doing above of is right. If these people are refusing to eat, it would be better if they ate. But the people absolutely refuse to eat, then what? Then this is probably a good option. To say there's a chiyuv, there's not. It's interesting, there's one case that I came across, which I wondered about. Sometimes when people, for example, are rolling or having chemotherapy, they put in a PIC line. They put in lines where you can easily give intravenous. Instead of pricking the person all the time, if a person has a situation where they're constantly need to be receiving things into the veins, so they put in a valve that they prick you one time, they put it in good, and that's that. If a person is set up like that, does it make sense for them maybe to take IV rather than to eat a Yom Kippur? Right? According to Chavala, it's not Chavala. That's for sure. Right? I'm not chayiv to spend money. I can't believe the Rosh Hashanah would say there's an issue for me to spend money. And the person, Nebuchadnezzar, is in such a situation that an extra zechus or two on Yom Kippur probably wouldn't be bad for them. Again, I've never told anyone to do this, but I've wondered at times that would be the only case where it would make some sense. The Eretz Chenda, a few years back, had in the Ask the Rabbi column, dealt with a question like this, and we'll end off with the Eretz Chenda Pesach, which I think is pretty normative. The question of whether someone may take intravenous nutrition in Yom Kippur to not be as affected by the fast, this is a good one. Should be broken into a few parts. Good question, thanks. Regarding a healthy person, then there would be no justification. And we all agree on that. Even if there is no violation, it still seems like something novel against the spirit of the law, which itself would be a bad idea, generally, certainly in Yom Kippur. Right? If you're healthy, so again, you might be violating an assay according to Rav Sternbach. You might be violating the Los Assay according to the Shagas Aryeh. Right? You might get a fee of Kares for this. Right? And if they're minimum, it's definitely not within the spirit of Yom Kippur. Right? So therefore, if there's, again, it makes it easier for me? No. However, if he is sick enough to be bedridden, which is general and is enough to allow violation of some rabbinical laws, it might be permitted to do so as well. Regarding such a person swallowing medicinal pills without water, such and just is indeed permitted. Good. Regarding who is legitimately but not dangerously sick, who may become sicker by fasting, pills or intravenous concerning before Yom Kippur or by a non-Jew might be permitted. Someone who is in the situation or knows that he has fasted horribly should discuss alternative with his personal rabbi, as unnecessary torture nor improper leniency in this matter is appropriate. You gotta be careful of this. It's interesting. I'll just end with, it's now Erev Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's for sure. Maybe not according to the Rambam, but there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and according to some opinions, there's really a breakdown into two major opinions as why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. One is because today's some sort of yantav. What yantav is it today? So Rav Shachter will tell you the yantav is that it's Kabbalah Saluchos. That today was the day, well not today, but Yom Kippur was the day that we got Luchos Nias. You can't really have a party then, so we're going to make a party now. Or we're having a party. Why are we having a party? Because we're going to get Slicho Mechira. So today in general is a happy day. So according to that, there's a mitzvah to eat right now. Everything's good. The more popular reason is that somehow this is hachana to the fast. What's the hachana to the fast? So within that, there are two major schools of thought. Some people say that, in fact, eating a lot today makes it harder to fast. And by making it harder to fast, right, therefore, it somehow increases the mitzvah. You get schar for 2 days of fasting. It's gemara and brachas. Other people say no. The idea is that we should be like malachim. Just like malachim don't eat, and they're not hungry, so too, we should not eat, and we shouldn't be hungry either. So therefore, hashkafically, that's the reason you're supposed to eat a lot beforehand, so the fast will be much easier on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a chesed for you. Very nice. That's all fine and dandy, but it's hard to imagine that it carries through to this, to say that a person has a right to undo the fast by taking IV. So therefore, if someone is healthy, we would not recommend it. If someone is particularly not healthy, again, we wouldn't recommend it. That person should be eating. If they refuse to eat, then that's a different story. And in terms of the questions in between, there's a lot of possibilities. You should ask your local rabbinic orthodox authority. Wishing everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova.